USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team is sending the Senate a fiery response to its impeachment summons, outlining the defense it expects to use in the upcoming trial. The filing states this is a brazen and unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election and interfere with the 2020 election. The president's legal team is challenging the impeachment on both procedural and constitutional grounds, claiming that the president has been mistreated by House Democrats and that he did nothing wrong. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony and documents. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on Fox and Friends.
We will have the opportunity to decide whether or not we want to see additional information and additional witnesses. But you know what? If they had a strong argument on that record that's being presented to us, we shouldn't need additional witnesses.
This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
An announcement from Buckingham Palace states Prince Harry and his wife Meghan will quit working as members of Britain's royal family. The statement says they will no longer receive royal funds and they will no longer use the title His Royal Highness. He is still Prince Harry and will still be called the Duke of Sussex. He remains sixth in line to the British throne. The arrangement becomes effective this spring. The Queen says she is particularly proud of how Meghan has so quickly become one of the family. The couple also must repay $3.1 million in taxpayer money spent renovating their home near Windsor Castle. A winter storm is moving from the Midwest to the Northeast. Up to a foot of snow is expected. It has affected airline travel across the nation. Blizzard conditions are causing problems in the Dakotas and also Minnesota. People there are being urged to stay indoors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to investigate the matter. USA's John Hunt reports.
In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Some say the senators who are running for the White House won't be impartial jurors in the impeachment trial. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president in 2020 should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.